John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did Ms. Levinson ever say why she thought she was being fired?
She thought it had to do with the twins. That's what I call them.
Can you be more specific? Who are the twins?
To be delicate, they hang off Milady's chest. They make milk.
You don't need to go any further. Her breasts.
Yes.
She thought it had something to do with her recent breast enhancement surgery.
Yes, and frankly, the timing was nothing short of predominant.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just as cute as a peyote button. The Don and Mike Show.
God, I want to kiss you on the mouth to stop you from saying such ridiculous things.
All right, well, then kiss it.
Kiss my bumper. Just kiss it.
Oh, kiss it.
Sweet peaches, what have I done?
Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
To be delicate, they hang off Milady's chest.
That's so sad that that's the last episode of that show we're going to see for a while, The Office.
That's the one now. You got me hooked on it. After all these years.
Well, you know, they'll start you in reruns, and it'll be good for you, Mike.
Yeah, I think I will catch up on
all
of
you'll catch up on. If they're smart, they won't show the ones they've already shown this year. They'll show some from last year.
Right. You know, it's amazing to think why that show is such a big hit, because it is so simple when you really look at it on the surface. But, you know, you put him in that room, and I saw the title of the episode, and I started laughing, because, you know, it was going to be Steve Carell in a deposition.
You know, you could almost debate if that episode of The Office last night was funny or sad,
right?
Because it truly was funny, but then there are parts of it that are just goddamn sad. And I was sitting there watching it with Janet, and she said at one point, she said, pause it for a second, pause. She says, this is what the corporate world is really like.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah. When they were having to talk about HR and all that other stuff, she said, yeah, I know this is a goofy show, and we're laughing at it, but this is like real, and this stuff really happened.
You know what the most corporate thing was, is the birthday cake episode.
Oh, yeah.
When he wanted to eliminate all the people's birthdays. That is exactly what would happen in an office. It really would. It's great.
Anyway, where are you? I'm sorry, we're here talking about TV, and we want to know where the heck you are.
Where are you?
Where are you?
Where?
And not physically, as we said, like geographically, but where are you right now listening to our show physically? Let's find out, see if we can give somebody $500. Hello, Don and Mike Show, where are you listening today?
Well, I'm listening on a radio station out of Reno, but I am currently way the hell out in the middle of the Nevada desert because I am a truck driver, and I'm delivering uniforms to the Lovelock Correctional Facility.
You're delivering what?
You're in a truck delivering uniforms to the prison.
That's correct.
In the middle of the desert. Not thick enough.
Good start, though.
Yeah. Very good start.
Yeah.
Promising start. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Where are you listening?
I am washing fecal matter off of windows. I think it's probably my competitor. I have my own window washing company.
You're at Rob's house?
Yeah. And it's not just, I mean, it's definitely human fecal matter. I'm pretty sure it's my competitor. I undercut his price. I stole a good bit of business from him.
All right, he's out.
That's an agenda caller, isn't it?
Uh-huh. I believe so.
Yeah.
It's like the guy that's in business against Joe and Joe's power washing thing.
His windows are cheaper.
I'm at the gas station power washing fecal matter off the tanks.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Where are you listening?
I'm on my way to the hospital to get my hand stitched up. I just smashed it at work.
What exactly happened?
I crushed it in a lift.
In a lift?
Promising, but if you're driving yourself there, how badly is your hand?
It's bad enough that I was the only person left on site. I didn't have a choice but to drive myself.
You know what really would have made this? If you had fingers in a baggie.
Oh, we'd have a winner. Boy, oh, yeah. We'd have
automatic
a winner
right there.
Try harder.
It's just to get it stitched up. You're bleeding a little bit?
I'm bleeding a pretty good bit. It's wrapped up inside of a shirt right now.
Well, as tempting as that sounds, we're gonna pass on you.
Yeah, the password is severed.
Right. Don't bleed out.
As little piggy went to market. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, where are you listening?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling from the meth lab in my basement.
Now, this could be a lie. This could be true, but I am interested. You're at a meth lab.
Describe the surroundings, please.
The meth lab in my basement in Salisbury, Maryland.
Describe your surroundings, please.
There's a bunch of tables, a lot of white powder, a lot of test tubes and whatnot, but...
Oh!
Whatnot.
It's just, well, saved us the trouble. Uh-huh.
Plus, did you get the feeling like me? He wasn't really
when he
making
said,
meth.
A lot of tables, white powder around. Come on.
Too vague.
Tubes. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Where are you listening?
I am standing outside of my wrecked car at this very moment listening to you on the radio.
Would you like to tell us about the accident?
Please.
Well, I'm driving my little 2003 Hyundai Accent, and somebody in a Chevy Tahoe decided that red light did not apply to them.
The Tahoe won, I would imagine.
Oh, he won. Well,
That's the Americans versus the Japanese, my friend. Americans always win.
He wasn't wearing a seatbelt, so he's the one currently strapped to a stretcher at the moment. Since you guys enjoy dead people so much, praying he is dead.
Oh, now stop that.
Come on. We don't enjoy dead people.
I didn't run the red light.
Is he really banged up?
Oh, I can't see him. He's there. I already loaded him up in the ambulance.
If you get him to call, you get the $500.
Ooh, well, I don't know that he's there.
Yeah.
Okay, see you later.
I know you guys love dead people.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We're crazy about him. We're crazy.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? I'm a bail enforcement agent, and I'm waiting for an absconder to come out of his house so that I can arrest him.
Is your name Dog?
In my van.
Is this Dog?
Don't use the N-word. That's a bad word.
This is not Dog.
All right, well, tell us about the circumstance.
Well, okay, this guy, I bailed him out about a month ago. It's only for traffic tickets. It's a $5,000 bond. Uh-huh. I'm just waiting for him to come out of his house right now. I'm sitting here about 40.
Not thick enough. You know, if the guy, first off, I can appreciate the fact that he's a bounty hunter, but if it's traffic tickets.
Yeah, he's not exactly going to come out of the house guns a-blazing.
Yeah, no,
it's not going to happen.
But these are all fine.
Yeah, I'm interested by all of them.
A lot of times they get these and they're just people like, hey, I'm on the toilet.
Yeah, no.
Those can be interesting, too. It depends on the condition.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello, where are you listening?
I'm listening from Tracy, California, and this is what I'm going to do, okay? I'm almost completely naked, already drinking probably like 12 beers, and I'm going to go into this pen with these goats and just go at it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Let me jump in. All right, I just got to take my pants off. Hold on.
Sure, I'll play along.
I should point out, we are now, at least on the East Coast, approaching the 6 o'clock hour. That will be the next hour that tolls.
Advertisers, are you wondering? Was that perhaps a nod at the lady with the lightning bolt tape?
Don't even know.
Goat effer.
Don't even know. Hello.
Buzz, shock jar.
I'm sorry.
Goat effer.
Hi.
Was.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, where are you listening to our show today?
I am sitting in my car across from a sandwich place watching my husband and with some chick who might be his girlfriend.
Oh, baby.
Thank you, God.
We might have a finalist.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's...
Thank you. Thank you. Sweet peaches.
All right.
Sweet peaches, what have I done?
All right, now tell us your story because you got to lead up to this. You're obviously suspicious.
We need to know all of the details, and we cannot give you leading information.
Right.
So you tell us how you ended up watching your husband dining with another woman.
Well, she's somebody I know.
Ooh.
This is an acquaintance and, you know, seen some flirty action. So I read his email.
Okay, so you got, so far so good. You got some information on email. What kind of, you know, you can speak generally. What kind of information did you get?
Oh, you know, it was great talking to you on the phone. You know, it was nice having lunch with you. Uh-huh. Boy, if I wasn't married, blah, blah, blah.
So nothing really lovey-dovey or overtly sexual.
People are so stupid.
Yeah, they are.
Doing that with email. That really, you might as well just put a sign up saying, catch me. Uh-huh.
So now do you have a bird's eye view of where they are? Are they in a restaurant near a window?
Yeah, they're in a sandwich shop, and I'm in a friend's car because mine's distinctive.
Uh-huh. How long have you been there?
They probably about 20 minutes, and
What are they doing right now?
They're just eating and talking, mm-hmm. but I'm kind of thinking once they pack up and leave and go in their separate cars, I might catch them in a kiff.
Okay, so do you have binoculars or anything like that?
No, I can see from here.
Uh-huh. Isn't it just driving you nuts? Why don't you just march your ass over there?
Well, she wants to get some more evidence.
I want to make sure first.
Right. Well, and even after that, I mean, you might want to hold off. You know what I mean?
I'm just thinking it'd be good for the show.
Good for the show to confront right away. Yes.
Absolutely.
There I was being swept away again
by
the moment.
If you want the $500, really, this is a great one. You really would have to walk over. Hold on. Joe's waving his hand. What, Joe?
Is it her husband's routine to have dinner with other women on Friday night?
Oh, no.
It's Friday afternoon. You're calling from the West Coast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lunch.
Ignore that previous statement. That was someone from the peanut gallery who mistakenly got on TV. I'm not sure how that happened.
Thank you, Bennett.
Your husband did write if he wasn't married, ...
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's no, like, I love you or I've got to be with you or anything. I mean, how many emails have you read?
About four.
Uh-huh. So well. Four. And how long have you suspected?
Probably about 6 months.
Perhaps he's simply having an affair of the heart.
Yeah, because really, you know, if he's sitting there and he's having lunch.
Those are the kind that hurt more.
What is the, I mean, does the woman work with him?
No.
You said she was your friend, right?
Well, an acquaintance of ours.
Uh-huh. Well, give us more. Give us a little bit more so we can so we can have our little, divorce court right here.
Is she younger than you?
Probably about the same.
Uh-huh. What have you done to make your husband want to cheat?
Is she married?
Stop it.
Is she married? Is she married?
Divorced.
Ah. Recently?
Hot to trot.
No.
And she's a friend of yours?
An acquaintance
of yours.
Rate her from 1 to 10. How hot do you think she is? 10 being the hottest.
7.
Mm. Has your husband ever done anything similar to this? Have you been suspicious before?
No.
So we're ruling out perhaps the serial cheating.
How hot is the wife?
Yeah, how hot are you?
Yeah, give yourself a number, please.
Probably about the same.
Mm-hmm. About the same. And did you watch them? Have you been there since they got there and walked into the restaurant?
Yes.
Now, how did that happen? Describe that, please.
They met there in separate cars.
Uh-huh.
And they walked in separate. He got there first. She came in. They hugged each other.
Oh, they hugged each other.
Oh, they hugged.
They hugged.
Oh, they hugged.
Of course, a hug is kind of a greeting if you're
sure.
a friend.
How did you know to go there?
Email.
He said, I'll meet you at the such and such sandwich shop.
The email.
Yeah.
Well, if he's that stupid, then he deserves you walking in on him. I mean, if he's writing the stuff in his email.
But if
ready to do that.
You're not going to do that?
No, I'm not ready for that.
What if you see them come out and engage in a lip lock? What will you confront at that point, or will you try to get more evidence?
I'll get more evidence first.
Uh-huh. Boy, that's got to be. But I mean, you're living with the guy, man.
How are you gonna? Let's say he just leaves and they hug and they get in their cars and they go home. What are you gonna say to him tonight at the dinner table?
Great question.
So, what'd you do today? Uh-huh.
And when he says to you, nothing. I was at work all day. Will you confront him about this?
I will probably monitor email for a little longer and then confront.
You know, I mean, boy, if you can handle it, it's got to be eating you up inside, I would imagine.
It's getting there.
Well, let's say this. Obviously, you're suspicious enough to be staking out your husband, but as far as really believing that something's going on, what percentage of you is believing that right now?
About
90%.
I read a lot of women's magazines. When's the last time he boned you? When's the last time you guys had sex?
A year ago.
See, there's no doubt.
Oh, boy.
There's no doubt.
Wow.
See, because all the women's magazines say if he suddenly doesn't seem interested in sex, but if it's been a year, well, hold on, lady. If it's been a year.
Yeah. You know,
how dumb are you?
What is the?
I mean, no offense, of course, but
how did that happen? How did that come to be that you guys don't get?
Yeah, and then I want to find out about the acquaintance and what you know. Do you have any more info on her,
ma'am? Oh, I think.
Oh, drove her off.
Perhaps we've offended her.
That's too bad. Well, no wonder the guy's out there getting some.
We were growing so
crazy. He's married to a tree.
Did we seem to have lost the call? That was interesting. Well, that's tough, though. Yeah, because, I mean, you would think that you garner as much evidence as you can, but you got to still, you know, sleep with the guy.
If they've not had sex in a year.
In a year, there might be some
trouble. He is most definitely banging that lady at Applebee's.
Right.
Or wherever they were. Or at O'Mara's, or wherever they were having lunch. Hello there.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Don't forget Mike's big turkey baster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here you go.
Pajama party.
There it is. Thank you.
You are just...
Shameless. That's my middle name. Thank you.
You really... You are like...
You.
I am. What? What am I?
You're just a whore of whores.
I am. I have to.
Mike O'Mara's Turkey Baster Pajama Party 2007, Wednesday night at Mike's restaurant.
Less than a week away.
It is less than a week away, yes.
This invite entitles you... Guaranteed admission, no waiting in line.
Mm-hmm. Third annual.
And access to the VIP room as well.
Well, the printing is very small.
Well, that's the detail.
The printing is small because it's a big picture of you, Mr.
It's the third one.
Mr. Horn Dog,
mm-hmm.
Surrounded by, I believe, three of Hef's girlfriends.
That's correct. The photoshopping is wonderful.
Third Isn't annual. It better every year?
It gets better every year, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I love it.
Thank you.
And bigger.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, where are you listening to the show?
I'm in my walnut orchard.
You're in your what?
You're in your what? What are you in?
Walnut orchard.
Walnut orchard.
Walnut orchard.
How are your walnuts? We were talking about Rob's yesterday.
Yeah, poor Rob. I wouldn't do that if I was him.
Thick enough. Sorry, just not thick enough.
Hanging around walnut trees causes brain damage.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Where are you listening?
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm in Maryland. I'm stuck in traffic. I work for a fertility clinic, and I drive samples between the fertility clinic and the laboratory for testing.
Shouldn't you really transport that by water? Like by a naval vessel?
Oh, I guess I could, but, it goes from the laboratory, and then it has to go
back. Because if it was a submarine today, it would be full of semen.
Full of semen?
Yeah.
Not thick enough. He didn't explain it well enough.
No, he didn't. And, there are guys that transport that stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike. I'm transporting a load right now.
Me too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
For now, I am.
Where are you listening?
Hello?
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 Hello, Helen?
Hello?
Hello, where are you listening? Did you say
Helen? I'm listening to you guys from an outhouse.
An outhouse.
Is it your own outhouse?
No, it's the outhouse at my work. I'm at a.
What are
I'm
you in? Wait a minute, hold on. Are you in a porta? Are you in a porta potty?
I'm in a porta potty.
Say outhouse,
not
different
exactly
than porta potty.
That's right. And I thought he said Helen at the beginning of that call.
Helen.
Helen. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Where are you listening?
Oh yes, Don and Mike.
I tell you what'd be great. If a guy called and said, "Hey, Don and Mike, I'm having lunch right now with this."
I'm at the sandwich shop.
I'm having lunch with this chick I'm banging. I've been banging her for about a year now.
And I think I see my wife out in a strange car out in the parking lot.
My wife has stolen a car.
Hello. Where are you listening?
Yes. I'm calling from my pants.
Okay. We love a good joke. Hi, oh, yeah. Don and Mike Show. Where are you listening? Where? Hi.
Hello.
Where are you listening to our show today?
I am listening to you in a room that is negative 20 degrees Celsius.
And why?
I work at Johns Hopkins University, and I do work in a protein biochemistry lab, and I've been working all day in a room that's negative 20 degrees Celsius.
What is that Fahrenheit?
That's like being inside Rob's heart.
It's about 10 below.
About 10 below, yes. It's really, really cold.
Rob studied in school.
Not thick enough, sorry.
Some people call it centigrade.
Centigrade.
Yes. I'm a scientist.
You ask me a question, I answer it, and then I get mad.
I'm
and,
sorry. Yeah.
And you get mad.
I don't get mad. I really respect.
You wonder why my heart is so cold?
I respect your book learning.
Canada.
Really
you're right about the outhouse. An outhouse has to be made of wood with a moon cut in the
right.
door.
Right.
Toronto.
And, because I got mad at you on Monday's show, I will bring you a banana.
Thank you. I love a banana. I'd prefer a Perco set.
Let's try one more break. Donna, Mike, where are you listening right now?
I'm calling from the Las Vegas Diagnostic Lab. Seems to be part of a theme today.
You're what? I'm sorry, where are you?
A Las Vegas Diagnostic Lab.
Yes, I have in front of me, I have a specimen of a pap smear, a fecal sample, and a big Crayola box assortment of various urine samples.
Wow, it sounds tasty.
Are you wearing gloves?
Oh, yeah.
What are you making?
Jenkum. I got a Jenkum lab.
I have a question for you. At lunch, do you eat sandwiches?
I order out.
Of course you do. Not thinking of that. I believe you. Just not what we're looking for.
Right. Yeah, we had something there with that lady. It was in the middle of the investigation.
And that guy was only telling a half-truth. He had all the samples, but he's at his kitchenette in his apartment.
He's not in a lab.
Let's roll this over to another break.
All right.
We did have a lot of really good ones.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about, wouldn't that be great if we got a call from the guy in the sandwich shop? Yeah. There's this hottie I'm sitting across from. I think that's my wife outside.
I'm getting a handy right now.
In the sandwich shop.
I'm in a booth at O'Mara's.
Stop it now. Come on.
Looking at Mike's turkey baster. and the cow is out of the barn.
Hey, we'd throw him right out of town.
Right. Keep calling, little brains. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.